每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
11月6日，盼主再来，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。提多书2章13节。几个世纪以来，主再来的应许一直是真信徒的大盼望。艾米尔·布伦纳曾说过，盼望对于生命的意义如同氧气之于肺。几年前，在一次通过卫星进行的讨论中，蒙哥马利勋爵问艾森豪威尔将军，你能带来希望吗？艾森豪威尔先生给了一条出路，他说，如果人类错过了，就会导致世界末日。温斯顿·丘吉尔最喜欢的美国歌曲是《共和国战歌》，开头就是激动人心的句子，我的眼睛已看到主降临的荣耀。教会的伟大信条教导说，基督会再来。尼西亚信经说，将来必有荣耀再降临，审判活人死人。查理·卫斯理写了7000首赞美诗，其中5000首提到基督再来。当坎特伯雷大主教为伊丽莎白2世女王加冕时，他将王冠戴在她头上，并坚定地宣布，尊敬的女士，我将这顶王冠交给你，直到有权佩戴这顶王冠的那一位回来。但在此之前，一位美国最著名的专栏作家总结道，对我们所有人来说，这个世界是混乱而危险的，没有治理，而且显然无法治理。那么问题是，谁将恢复秩序？谁能对抗核浩劫的危险？唯有谁能统治全世界呢？唯一的答案是耶稣基督。让我们一同祷告。哦，天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，为着那荣耀的盼望，因为我们知道耶稣会再来，我们必与你面对面。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
November 6th, the hope of his coming. Awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus 2:13. The promised coming of the Lord has been the great hope of true believers down through the centuries. Emil Brunner once said, "What oxygen is to the lungs, such is hope to the meaning of life." Some years ago, in a discussion by satellite, Lord Montgomery asked General Eisenhower, "Can you give any hope?" Mr. Eisenhower prescribed a way out, which, if a man misses, he said, would lead to Armageddon. Winston Churchill's favorite American song was the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which begins with the stirring phrase, Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The great creeds of the church teach that Christ is coming back. The Nicene Creed states that he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead. Charles Wesley wrote 7,000 hymns, and in 5,000 he mentioned the coming of Christ. When Queen Elizabeth II was crowned by the Archbishop of Canterbury, he laid the crown on her head with the sure pronouncement, I give thee, O Sovereign Lady, this crown to wear until he who reserves the right to wear it shall return. But till that time, one of America's best-known columnists summed it up when he said, For us all, the world is disorderly and dangerous, ungoverned and apparently ungovernable. The question arises, who will restore order? Who can counter the dangers of the nuclear holocaust? Who alone can govern the world? The only answer is Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O Father, we thank you and we praise you for this glorious hope, knowing that Jesus will return and we will see you face to face. In Jesus' name, Amen.